All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, as tax season is winding down, you can still get that good help from our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. D-Line Tax and Books, they have all the tax services that you need 24/7, 365. And you can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the regular season in the NBA has come to an end, and once again, it is back to the drawing board for the New York Knicks. The Knicks just finished this season with a record of 31-51. It is their fourth consecutive season without a trip to the postseason, and it is also their fourth consecutive year without a winning record. And you look at this Knicks team, they were simply a train wreck all season long, and here in the early stages of the offseason, it has not gotten any better for them. Now, Phil Jackson, the Knicks team president, was trying to, like, you know, do the whole bait and switch throughout the entire season with star small forward Carmelo Anthony. And now, even now, Jackson admits that Carmelo will be better off someplace else. You look at the future of this franchise and power forward Kristaps Porzingis. And Porzingis skipped his exit meetings with the front office yesterday, due to the fact that he sees and he views the front office with the Knicks as dysfunctional, which it really is. And, you know, if you're the Knicks, what direction are you going in? And the bottom line is the Knicks are going in circles, and they're not even good circles at that. You look at it, you have a team president, like I've said before, in Phil Jackson, that is married to the triangle offense. You have a head coach in Jeff Hornacek who does not run the triangle offense. And I mean, bottom line is the Knicks are an embarrassment. There's no nice way to say it. You look at Carmelo Anthony, Phil Jackson doesn't want him there, and Carmelo is not going to go any place unless, you know, he's willing to waive his no trade clause. And I only see a handful of teams, if that much, that Carmelo would be willing to do that for during the regular season. And now the Cavs and the Clippers are more than likely the best two options for Carmelo, and I think this summer the Knicks have to make that deal happened. You cannot have Carmelo Anthony on this roster to begin the 2017-2018 NBA season because you have gone out of your way to show that you do not want him there. I'll tell you like this, hope springs eternal for teams. That is very true. But barring a miracle, as of right now, I don't see the Knicks being a postseason team once again in 2018. This is a train wreck and then some. You look at a team that there's no sense of urgency with the Knicks. There's no pride. Any adjective that you can use to just simply describe futility is the best way to sum up the New York Knicks. They are going nowhere. They've been bad for a while, and I don't see a resolution coming anytime soon for this franchise. So, folks, that is going to do it. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.